We are now on the record. I am Gina Levesque, intake manager for the Commission on Ethics, and this is an executive session of the Palm Beach County Commission on Ethics. Today's date is January 7, 2015, and the time is 1:38 p.m. Before the commission at this time is case number C-14-007, and the respondent is Wade Byrd, who is a Florida attorney with offices in Palm Beach County and a resident of Wellington. I will now call the roll. Commissioner Headley?
Here.
Commissioner Kreidel? Commissioner Lofredo?
Here.
Commissioner Priori?
Here.
Commissioner Smith-Gordon?
Here, thank you.
The chair will now begin the meeting.
Welcome, everyone. I don't think that this is on or not, but I think you can still hear me. Welcome, everyone. I'll ask that the parties, even though we have the roll call has been done, I'll ask that all parties announce themselves, starting with Executive Director Cullen.
Steve Cullen, Executive Director of Palm Beach County Commission on Ethics.
Anthony Bennett, Investigator, Palm Beach County Commission on Ethics.
Christy Kelly, Staff Counsel, Palm Beach County Commission on Ethics.
Wade Byrd, I guess I'm whatever I'm label being here today. I'm an attorney with offices in Wellington. I live at 7903 Nile River Road in West Palm Beach.
And you're responding today, sir?
Responding.
All right.
And Gina Levesque, Intake Manager, Commission on Ethics.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Executive Director Cullen, would you please tell us the purpose of this probable cause hearing and
yes.
The process?
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is a probable cause hearing. This matter began with the filing of a formal complaint by Amy Bach against the respondent, Wade Byrd, and that occurred on September 2, 2014. Legal sufficiency of the complaint was found, as if true, the facts alleged may have constituted a violation of the Palm Beach County Lobbyist Registration Ordinance. After investigation, extensive investigation by our staff investigator, Mr. Bennett, staff is recommending dismissal for lack of probable cause at this time. This today is a paper hearing, that is, the matter is to be determined by the commission by examining documentary evidence and considering legal argument only. No witness testimony is therefore presented today. The commission must make a determination as to whether probable cause exists. Probable cause may be found if there are reasonably trustworthy facts and circumstances for the commission to believe that Mr. Byrd violated the lobbyist registration ordinance. Staff submits that there are no such reasonably trustworthy facts and circumstances and recommends that this matter be dismissed. Just a point of order, we did have the services of a volunteer advocate, Stephen Radford of the Roberts and Reynolds law firm. He had a conflict come up today. He's at a deposition and couldn't make it back. And because he developed that scheduling conflict, we have Ms. Kelly prepared to present this matter to the commission. I did speak with the respondent briefly before this, and he indicated that he did not object to that substitution. So as long as the commission does not object, Ms. Kelly is ready to proceed, and Mr. Bennett is available to speak to the details of the investigation if needed.
Okay. Fellow commissioners, is there any objection for Ms. Kelly to substitute for the applicant?
No.
Okay, hearing none, I will ask Ms. Kelly to please present your case.
Thank you. This complaint alleges that respondent Wade Byrd violated Section 2-35A of the Palm Beach County Lobbyist Registration Ordinance by appearing before the Wellington Village Council as an unregistered lobbyist on behalf of the Wanderers Club. The complaint also alleges that respondent had met with Village of Wellington staff and at least one council member. The facts revealed during the investigation show that the respondent did not interact with Wellington officials as a lobbyist and was not required to register with Palm Beach County as a lobbyist. The Wanderers Club is a private golf club and currently owns a defunct executive course in Wellington. The respondent is the attorney on file for the Wanderers Club, and he is not, nor has he ever been, a lobbyist for the Wanderers Club. Additionally, he is not a lobbyist for any other entity in Palm Beach County, and his only dealings with Wellington or county officials concern his work as an attorney for his various clients, which include the Wanderers Club. The investigation shows that the respondent's actions at the council meeting on July 8, 2014 do not meet the lobbyist registration ordinance's definition of a lobbyist. The ordinance specifically states that a lobbyist does not include any person who is retained or employed for the purpose of representing a client during a publicly noticed quasi-judicial hearing or comprehensive plan hearing, provided that the person identifies the client at the hearing. At the July 8, 2014 council meeting, respondent was in attendance and submitted a comment card to address the council regarding several appraisals that had been conducted on the property. Before addressing the council, respondent stated that he was speaking on behalf of the Wanderers Club, his client. Additionally, Village of Wellington manager Paul Schofield stated that Wellington staff approached Wanderers Club officials in 2012 about purchasing the executive golf course property as a part of an improvement plan for Wellington. As the attorney for the Wanderers Club, the respondent was identified as a point of contact for the purchase of the property. According to Schofield, respondent never lobbied Schofield, and he was only acting as an attorney representing his client. The investigation also revealed that respondent and John Walsh, who is the president of operations for the Wanderers Club, met with Schofield and other members of the Wellington planning staff on various occasions. The meeting centered on the possible sale of the property, and because respondent handled Wanderers Club real estate matters on the legal side, Walsh wanted respondent's presence at those meetings. Walsh stated that respondent handles all of their legal issues, but has never lobbied on behalf of the club. Based on the facts and circumstances, I recommend a finding of no probable cause to believe that respondent Wade Bird has violated Section 2-35A of the Palm Beach County Lobbyist Registration Ordinance.
Any questions or comments by commissioners?
Anthony, you indicated that when you checked the logs, Mr. Bird had numerous, over half a dozen meetings with, I guess, council members.
When I checked the logs, Wellington logs, their logs are electronic, so when an individual comes to see any staff member within the village, they have to sign in they're inputted electronically. Those meetings were with Schofield staff. The only one meeting that I saw with an official, a councilman, was with Mayor Margolis, but it was Mr. Bird and Mr. Walsh. So Mr. Walsh was actually meeting with him, and Mr. Bird was in tow as an attorney. That was clarified by both Mr. Bird and Mr. Walsh when I did interview Mr. Walsh.
Okay, so when you talked with Mr. Bird, he said he'd only met a couple of times as opposed to the six times on record. Is that a discrepancy? Or?
It's not necessarily a discrepancy. I spoke with Mr. Bird prior to getting the actual numbers of the meetings, because basically you have to submit a records request, and then it comes back from the village saying these are the records, these are the number of meetings, etc. So I was able to actually get an accurate number. When I spoke to Bird, interviewed Bird, he gave me a roundabout number. He said it was a couple times. He wasn't sure the exact amount. So I didn't take it as he was hiding any meetings that he had with officials. Again, his whole stance was he's an attorney and he's not a lobbyist. He's never lobbied. So as an investigator, that didn't raise any red flags as far as I was concerned.
Hello? Oh. Maybe this one's working. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. You have to be proper here. I've just got a couple of questions for edification and understanding, right? From my understanding, a regular citizen can go before a governmental body, a municipality, to speak, correct? All right. So, and that person does not have to be a registered lobbyist, unregistered, it can just be a plain citizen, a non-lawyer or non-lobbyist, correct? All right. So even though I understand what the staff's recommendation is, and I'm not saying I agree or disagree, I'm just asking questions at this point, of why this complaint was brought, how does this differ from a regular person coming to a commission meeting, asking for a particular matter to be addressed?
I believe it's the allegations that he was paid by the Wanderers Club to do this.
Okay, so the payment makes the difference here. All right, very well. And because he is a lawyer, he does not need to be a lobbyist by rule. He doesn't need to be a registered lobbyist by rule. Is there a point in time when, although a lawyer, a person needs to be a registered lobbyist? Does that make a difference?
If the principal responsibility to their client or their employer is overseeing their relationship with the government or lobbying to the government, then if that is their primary responsibility, then they would need to register as a lobbyist.
So if that's the lawyer's primary practice?
Correct. Then they would have to register as a lobbyist.
Okay, I just needed to understand.
May I interject as well? In Mr. Bird's case, at that specific meeting, which was the July 8th Village Council meeting, he did address the Village Council, but at that point, it was at a point during the meeting where it was allowed because he was representing his client as a lawyer. I believe in the actual record, it states that Mayor Margolis called for a motion to open public hearing.
That's right.
And that gives him the opportunity at that time to represent his client, which at this point was the Wanderers Club.
It's an open forum.
It's an open forum to address the, I'm sorry, go ahead, sir.
Since I have the history of being on that same council, that's exactly the purpose and the time of a public hearing. And it could allow, as you said, any individual from the community to speak and for or oppose, pro or con, for the project without having to be a lobbyist. The lobbyist is the person that comes and speaks on behalf of an issue, as we say. But the attorneys representing them have that prerogative of being either lobbyists with it or they can be a representative of the individual that is being speaking. I hope I made myself clear. And I think that's what Mr. Wade
and I think I just and I understand that concept. I'm going to kind of circle back to Commissioner Lofredo's question, and that was that, and that's not only though we hear primarily from Mr. Bird, you know, we're precedent setting when we're having these commission with these sessions. When an individual meets not an open forum, but in closed session.
Ex parte communication.
Okay, ex parte communications with, whether it's the mayor, a commissioner, a councilman, or whatever governing, whatever you want to call the person, who is on that particular governing body, who is the voting governing body, does that now become a lobbying kind of communication?
Madam Chair, if I could speak to the precise definition, page 5 of 18 of the materials for this session has the definition of a lobbyist, and perhaps that would, you know, shed some light on it, because it kind of crystallizes, I think, the questions that you're asking. So lobbying is defined and lobbyist is defined.
Yeah, but it's not from a practical standpoint. I can read this, but from a practical standpoint, it's not addressing. So I understand in terms of what Mr. Bird did, but what Mr. Bird did is twofold. One, we've got the open governmental meeting, understandable. Anybody can do that. Circling back to Commissioner Lofredo, and as Investigator Anthony.
Bennett.
I'm stuck on last names today. Talked about, and those are the outside of the public meetings, of public conversations. How, because this definition does not address that. So from a practical standpoint, how do we deal with that issue?
If I might, Madam Chair, an ex parte communication, the members of council are obliged to advise the council and everyone present at the hearing that they had communication. Mr. Green was the only one that indicated he had had communication. Margolis did not, and therefore, I don't know what the circumstances are with that. But the way I see Margolis, of course, is just opening up the public hearing. But the fact is that if you had ex parte communication on that subject specifically, he may have spoken to him, but not spoken to him on that subject.
And let me just add that this particular meeting was not Wade Bird's meeting. It was John Walsh's meeting.
Yeah.
Bird was in tow as the attorney. The meeting was actually Walsh's meeting, not Bird's meeting. So I think that that needs to be established as well.
Okay.
I've got a question, probably for you. Is it appropriate for me to ask who Amy Bach is?
If anyone knows, she filed a complaint. I believe she's a lawyer.
I'm glad you asked that. I was going to ask the same question.
I don't know.
Why don't we know who these individuals are?
Well, the complaint it requires a name and address, and it's a sworn complaint. It doesn't ask for a title. I don't know if anyone here knows who she is, just for your information.
Yeah, all I got is she's a citizen who filed a complaint, and she's an attorney.
She's a local attorney in Wellington.
Yeah, she didn't offer any reason. I mean, and actually, she doesn't have to offer a reason as to why she files a complaint.
No, I understand that.
Yeah, but
does Mr. Bird know who she is?
No idea.
Speak to her.
Can I speak?
Yes.
I don't know the lady. I've never heard of her. I never had anything to do with her, as far as I know. And I talked to Mr. Bennett, and he didn't either. And I honestly, I don't know who she is.
So we really don't know if Ms. Bach is bringing this complaint or Ms. Bach is representing an individual who wants to bring this complaint. Is that correct?
No, sir. I don't know. I honestly...
Well, no, I'm not asking you. I'm asking the body. Well, when we investigate these complaints, we go on the premise that the individual who's named is bringing the complaint. But being an attorney, she could be representing somebody herself as well, correct?
Could be. Of course, the form says that she is the person bringing the complaint.
Yeah, but it's if I understand correctly, whether or not Amy Bach has some other interest, nefarious interest or not, it's the four corners of the document in the complaint that drives us here.
Yes.
And so the information within the four corners of that document is what leads us to the question of probable cause.
Anthony, did you interview the complaint?
The complaint, Amy Bach?
Yeah.
Efforts were made, but no response was given, no.
Nor does it have to have one, is that correct?
No, I mean, if they choose not, they can just file a complaint. You can anonymously file a complaint, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Okay.
No,
but you can't anonymously file a complaint.
No, I have faith in your investigation. And I'm sure if our attorney had come to that conclusion.
One of the questions I have, which is, and please don't take this the wrong way, Mr. Bird, but it's a general question, so that not only do we address your particular matter here, we'll know how to address others that are similarly situated, okay? And this is the question, because I too am a lawyer, so I understand. But my question is this, if the matter, even though this is not Mr. Bird's, he was not on cue, it was Mr.
Walsh.
Walsh. If the person, even he may or may not be a lawyer, but in this case a lawyer representing the client, but if the person is there standing behind another person, presumably as a lobbyist,
Is that a way of skirting around the rule?
Well, Madam Chair, you know, out of an abundance of caution, I think it raises questions as to when someone should be registering to be a lobbyist. Uh-huh. And that's why I mentioned the definition. What happened in that situation, I don't know if we know, but that's why I pointed to the definition, that if there's a question, it's a very easy process to register as a lobbyist, and a lot of folks do. So that's something that an individual would have to think about, I think.
But is that question, is the answer to my question yes?
That it may have called for some caution as to whether Mr. Byrd should have been registered or not?
Well, it's but the question is that it would be the same, so that we don't necessarily have to be back in this room again with somebody else.
Right. Yeah. No, I think persons appearing at the, you know, in these contexts have to be very careful and follow the definition.
The definition, though, does not give practical application. It simply does not. Well, unless I'm missing it.
Well, may I insert?
Absolutely.
An ex parte communication, and I've sat through them. Mr. Byrd could have attended with Mr. Walsh as his attorney and could have said nothing during that meeting, and then I can't consider that the fact that he lobbied for or against that particular project.
What if Mr. Byrd was not a lawyer? That was my question.
Anyone can sit with the individual.
That's what I did not know.
And you would not, and if the person says nothing, you do not know where they stand. You may say they're friends and they just came along the ride, or maybe they were sent or they came, and many people did this so that the individual that was speaking, if the individual that you were talking to directly did not get every moment or every statement made, they would be able to clarify. It's almost bringing with you a recording or a shadow so you remembered what was said to you.
But we don't know whether or not that person spoke or not. So yes, so the answer to my question then would be yes.
Well, let me say again what you're saying yes to. You're saying yes that person is...
Yeah, because we don't know what the communication would be, and so that person there could be lobbying or could not, because we don't know if that person...
No, that, I would agree with that. Yet you don't know. You literally don't
know. You don't know.
Because those meetings generally, because of Sunshine, are individually, with one member of council, and then that meeting is closed, and they meet with another member. They can't meet with two or three members together. That results in a violation of Sunshine. So, and having experienced it myself, you know, you don't know. You say maybe the person's coming just to be sure that that when the number one person is speaking, that they get all the facts together. They're just there as their recorder, for lack of another term.
Thank you for answering.
Thank you for answering that question.
Well, I'm yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
All right. Right, yeah, but I want to know my answers first.
Yeah.
Now that we have vetted all, I think we've vetted all the questions, are there any other questions regarding this matter? May I have a motion to approve staff's recommendations?
I'll make a motion.
Yes.
That we approve staff's recommendations.
For dismissal? No probable cause.
For dismissal.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved by Commissioner Lafredo and seconded by Commissioner Hegley that we approve staff's recommendation of finding of no probable cause and
dismissal.
And dismissal. Am I right talking? Not really? Okay.
Thank you, Ann.
All in favor? I got to vote for it.
Aye.
Up on the same side. Thank you. And we have something behind us.
You can hear it. Can you see that?
You read it out
loud. Want me to read it out loud?
Can you see it? Read it?
No, that's fine. Christy is.
Okay.
Can you see it?
I can see it.
Okay.
You can come up or maybe.
No, it's great. That's fine. I think that was. Is that part of what was sent to me?
No.
Complainant Amy Bach filed the above referenced complaint on August 21st, 2014, alleging that respondent Wade Byrd, a Florida attorney with offices in Palm Beach County, violated Section 2-353, subsection A, registration of expenditures, registration required of the Palm Beach County Lobbyist Registration Ordinance. Pursuant to Section 2-258, subsection A, of the Palm Beach County Commission on Ethics Ordinance, the Commission on Ethics is empowered to enforce the Palm Beach County Lobbyist Registration Ordinance. On January 7th, 2015, the commission conducted a hearing and reviewed the memorandum of inquiry, legal sufficiency determination, investigative report, and probable cause recommendation. After an oral statement made by the advocate, the commission concluded there was no probable cause. Correction. The commission concluded no probable cause exists to believe any violation occurred. Therefore, it is ordered and adjudged that the complaint against respondent Wade Bird is hereby dismissed. Done and ordered by Palm Beach County Commission on Ethics in public session on January 7, 2015. By Celicia B. Smith Gordon, Chair.
Okay. What I would add here, I don't mind being outvoted by this, but because we did more than merely hear an oral statement, when I look at this, I don't know if I'm being heard or not, yeah. If I'm just reading this, if I were not present, I would think that all we did was read something, heard from the advocate, and had no questions. But we did have questions, and I think that should be addressed in.
After an oral statement and discussion?
Well, we're saying that. It's really, and the commission conducted a hearing and reviewed memorandum of inquiry. I mean, that pretty is comprehensive enough for my, you know, I don't know what word you want to say in there.
I would add discussion.
If you want to put conducted a hearing and discussion and review the memorandum?
Oral statement by advocate. And hearing discussion, extensive discussion. That's what we would do in court for hearing, because we go before a judge.
After an oral statement by the advocate and discussion by the members, the commission concluded no probable cause exists to believe any violation occurred?
Yes.
Yeah,
I think that's more comprehensive.
All right. I'll vote for that.
Okay. Motion to approve the proposed.
So moved.
Order?
I'll second.
Okay, great.
All in favor.
Moved by Commissioner Hadley, seconded by Commissioner
Priore.
Thank you, Priore. It's the new year. Priore. Commissioner unanimously has agreed that this is the order to be pronounced.
Amen. All right. Motion to adjourn.
Thank you.
At the direction of the chair, this is the end of the recording in case number C14007 on January 7, 2015, and the time is 2:05 p.m. The recording device will now be deactivated.
Motion to adjourn.